Thank you, and welcome to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would really bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, our morning worship at 11, and then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to any and all of these services. If you have questions or comments concerning the things that we believe, the things that we preach, I'd be glad to talk with you about any and all of those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. You can also check out our church's website. There's much information there concerning the things that we believe and the things that we practice. That website address is www.independencebaptist.org. That's one word, independencebaptist.org. This morning, I'd like to look in the book of Genesis, chapter 27, verse 1 and verse 2. I'd like to think on the subject, old age and responsibility. That's Genesis chapter 27 and verse 1 and verse 2. The Bible states, "And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau his eldest son and said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here am I. And then Isaac says in verse 2, Behold, now I am old, I know not the day of my death." You know, I think of this oftentimes, that Isaac said, "I know not the day of my death." You know, in this case, Isaac is no different than the rest of us. Isaac did not know the time of his death, and we don't know either. Even though the doctors may tell us, we still just really don't know. You know, at this point, Isaac lived about another 20 years. And that may seem like a long time if you're just facing the end of your life. But you know, 20 years just slips by very, very quickly. Today, people might call me an old man. But that's always something to laugh about. Our assessment of age is a matter of perspective, and always must be. When I was 30 years old, 40 years old was slightly over the hill, but I was not there yet. But when I became 40, well, it was kind of a joke. And now that I'm older than that, I just joke about it and just go on. How very rapidly a person's perspective can change when it comes to age. At the point of the scripture that I've just read to you, in the book of Genesis, chapter 27, verse 1 and 2, Isaac had grown old enough that his eyesight had diminished to the point that he could not surely tell one of his sons from the other. He states, as all of us must state, "I know not the day of my death." Although Isaac, at this point, had more than 20 years to live, and in the diminished capacity that he was in, he still did not know the day of his death. Isaac lived until Jacob returned from Padan-Aram 20 years later. In any case, he was aware that he had some important earthly family responsibilities to attend to before he died. I'm sure that Isaac knew, and you and I know this as well, that every day that lies before us is a gift from God. And every day is an opportunity. It's also a great responsibility that we have. We're each one going to give an account to God for the things we've done in this life, whether it's been good or whether it's been bad. Every day, every person needs to put their house in order, and every person needs to keep their house in order. Almost 20 years ago now, my wife and I built a house. It was all on one level. And I joked then that I could push my wheelchair from one room to another. I could even go to the garage, even to the study, even to the patio on one level. That used to be a joke. But today, it's becoming less of a joke than it ever was. Today, we can do it fine. We can move about our house. But that doesn't mean we're always going to be able to do that. Because I don't know what my physical condition is going to be tomorrow. I do not know what my mental condition is going to be. I do not know what my emotional health will be tomorrow. But I know this, that God knows. God knows if I'm going to be able to move about my house. God knows about the things that I'm going to do. It's important that I know that. And Isaac said, I know not the day of my death. This is a profound truth, but it has complex implications to it all. We need to remember, though, it's not only so with every believer, but it's also true with every unbeliever. Only God knows, and He does know, so that we that fear God must walk by faith and not by sight. Solomon, by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, gives us a great formula that we should follow. It will work with us because it also worked with a man, Solomon. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 1 through 6 states, Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to seven, and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place whereof the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. He that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper, whether this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. The implications of this verse are very complex beyond imagination, but these verses are an admonition to walk by faith and to work in faith. The sower sows by faith, depending on the elements of nature of which he can understand the function, causing the seed to germinate. He caused the seed to sprout, to grow, to mature, and to produce fruit. Many people who can neither read nor write do this every day, and God gives them food, and God gives them life. Should not we who know the Lord and have the privilege of learning His promise do the same? That we should follow the admonition of God's word, in the morning sow thy seed? As years go by, most of us are sure to weep over labors we have bestowed in the past, not being wasted and coming to naught. Some things for which we had the greatest of hope have fallen apart. But let us not be embittered. It is the work of God who maketh all that shall ultimately determine what shall prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike shall be good. Many projects that I have personally designed and attempted in the ministry have apparently failed. And later, I learned of a wonderful work which was actually a side effect of that work. In other cases, something that I was sure had been quite productive has turned out to be destructive. There are some aspects of my ministry that it seems, as of now, will last long after my life is over. Other projects, which I expected to outlive me, have apparently fizzled out already. The fact is, I just don't know what shall succeed or what shall fail. All my life is in the very hands of Almighty God. Assuming that this analysis is essentially accurate, what shall we do as concerning the future, the days on earth that we have left? Here's what I've learned. Do not see it and be idle. Do not waste your life pursuing pleasure. Ultimately, it will not please you. A wise man once said, "Happiness is seldom found in the pursuit of happiness." He said, "It is often more stumbled over in the pursuit of duty." Here's what I find, that whatever stage of life you're now in, there are some things you simply cannot do. That is true with all of us. And at every stage of life, whatever stage you happen to be in, however it is something you see as needing to be done, do not assume you cannot do it until you've tried it a few hundred times at least. Remember this, you are God's creature. He made you. He is your owner, and He sustains you. Seek to know what your responsibilities are and start to execute them as soon as you know them. If God interrupts a good activity you're involved in by ending your life, He can finish it, or the world can live without it. God is the author of all true pleasure, and God is sovereign over all sorrow. I assure you that you will find more joy in pursuing the pleasure of God than in any earthly enjoyment. Earthly pastimes can soon change into shameful and sorrowful memories. A half-finished job at the time of your death speaks of a job that was begun, or at least attempted. You, like Isaac, may have another 20 years or so to live until the day of your death. So don't just sit there. Do what God has told you to do. There may be somebody that's listening who will say, "I have a death sentence hanging over me. As the doctors have already told me, I will not live very long. I have a terminal illness which shall soon take my life." All that may be true, but no doctor really knows how long a person shall live. I have known people that lived a lot longer than what the doctors said they could. I have known some who have passed on unexpectedly. Doctors may have a small idea of how long life can exist, but only God knows exactly how long each person has left. Therefore, it is much, much better if we trust God rather than the doctors. If you have a death sentence hanging over you, it is always good to follow God's clear commands instead of relying upon what the doctors say. Doctors are men, and doctors, though educated in the human body, can be wrong. But God is never wrong. By the way, every person is headed for death, right? Therefore, if God has touched you, if God has laid upon your heart to do something, then do it today with all your heart. Do it and glorify and honor God, because He is the one that's given you the right use of your mind. He is the one that's given you strength. He is the one that's given you the physical ability to do it. So do it. For God's own sake, for God's own glory, and for God's own honor. That obedience is eternal. You think about it. God is writing down everything that He's told you to do. God will one day bring you into account and ask you, "Have you done what I've told you to do?" Think of that. How serious is it? Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again this morning. We invite you to come to services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.